In an era obsessed with celebrity and influence, there exists a more profound source of heroism often overlooked. These seven remarkable women, from a teenage warrior who saved France to a watchmaker who defied Nazis, demonstrate that true greatness flows directly from embracing one's authentic identity rather than conforming to society's expectations. Their stories span centuries and continents, revealing how the most revolutionary acts often come from those who remain true to their deepest convictions. What makes these women extraordinary isn't just what they accomplished, but how their unique feminine strengths became the very source of their world-changing impact. How could an illiterate teenage farm girl command armies and change European history? Born in 1412 during the Hundred Years' War, Joan began experiencing religious visions around age 12. The Archangel Michael and saints instructed her to rescue France from English domination and ensure the crown prince's coronation. Without military training, 16-year-old Joan convinced skeptical officials to provide her an armed escort to the royal court. Her uncanny ability to identify the disguised Dauphin and revelation of his secret prayer earned her command of French forces. At Orleans, Joan transformed soldiers into God's army, requiring confession and forbidding looting. Despite being wounded by an arrow through her shoulder, she returned to battle. When commanders ordered retreat at Les Tourelles fortress, Joan convinced them to make one final assault, breaking the English siege. Political machinations led to her capture and an unjust heresy trial. At 19, Joan was burned at the stake. 25 years later, she was vindicated and in 1920 canonized as a saint, history's most extraordinary teenage life. Behind every great movement stands someone whose quiet influence shaped its founders. Susanna Wesley raised John and Charles Wesley, whose evangelism transformed England and America. Despite extraordinary hardships, a financially irresponsible husband, mounting debts, persecution, and a house fire that nearly claimed John's life, Susanna created a remarkable educational system for her children. She viewed education as soul formation, creating her own textbooks when existing materials fell short. Her methodical approach extended to all aspects of child rearing, from scheduled feedings to discipline aimed at subduing willfulness. When dissatisfied with church sermons, she began Sunday gatherings that grew immensely popular. Susanna's influence shaped her son John's Methodist movement that sparked revival and social reforms. Hannah More was a best-selling playwright whose works outsold Jane Austen's 10-to-1. Born in 1745 to a schoolmaster who educated his daughters beyond typical standards, Hannah showed remarkable intelligence from childhood. In London at 29, she met cultural elites who embraced her despite humble origins. Hannah's greatest transformation came in 1787 when she joined Newton and Wilberforce against the slave trade. She wrote Slavery to sway public opinion and established Sunday schools teaching reading, writing, and religion to workers. Her cheap repository tracts sold 2 million copies within a year. Hannah died in 1833, shortly after Parliament voted to abolish slavery, the culmination of her decades of advocacy. Saint Maria of Paris evolved from Ukrainian aristocrat to unconventional nun who viewed the world as her monastery. Born Elisabetta Pilenko in 1891, she became an atheist at 14 after her father's death. As mayor of Anapa during the Russian Revolution, she protected locals from Bolsheviks before fleeing Russia after nearly being executed. After losing her 4-year-old daughter to meningitis, Elizabeth became a nun in 1932, rejecting traditional monasticism to establish a home for Russian refugees in Paris. When Nazis occupied Paris, Mother Maria and her son Yuri hid Jews and provided forged documents. Following her family's arrest, she organized prayer groups in Ravensbrück and shared smuggled food until Good Friday 1945, when she was gassed, reportedly taking another prisoner's place. Corrie ten Boom, the Netherlands' first licensed female watchmaker, demonstrated similar courage. When Germany invaded Holland, her family sheltered Jews in a secret room, saving approximately 800 lives before being betrayed and arrested. Though hidden Jews escaped, Corrie's father died in prison. At Ravensbrück, Corrie's sister Betsy inspired others despite brutal conditions before her death. Corrie was released due to a clerical error just before women her age were executed. After the war, she forgave a former guard who sought her forgiveness, experiencing healing as she declared, "I forgive you, brother, with all my heart." Rosa Parks is remembered for refusing to give up her bus seat, but her story encompasses a lifetime of principled resistance. Born in 1913 in Alabama amid racial violence, Rosa found strength in faith. Her grandfather kept a shotgun ready while children slept in their clothes, prepared to flee Klan attacks. At Montgomery Industrial School for Girls, 11-year-old Rosa learned she deserved dignity and self-respect, regardless of race. Later, influenced by her husband Raymond, she documented discrimination cases for the NAACP. On December 1, 1955, after a long workday, Rosa refused to surrender her bus seat. She later clarified, "People always say that I didn't give up my seat because I was tired. No, the only tired I was tired of giving in." The resulting boycott lasted 381 days. Despite harassment, job losses, and bombings of leaders' homes, Montgomery's black community persevered until the Supreme Court ruled bus segregation unconstitutional. Death threats eventually forced Rosa's family to Detroit, where she continued her civil rights work until her death in 2005 at 92. She became the first woman to lie in honor in the Capitol Rotunda, testament to how quiet courage can transform a nation. Mother Teresa embodied Christ's commands by making the poorest people her nearest neighbors. Born in 1910 in Macedonia, she felt called to religious life at 12, joining the Sisters of Loreto and sailing for India in 1928, never to see her family again. In 1946, during a train journey, she experienced Inspiration Day, a divine call to leave the convent and help the poorest while living among them. It was an order, she recalled. To fail it would have been to break the faith. Living as simply as those she served, Mother Teresa established homes for unwanted children, mobile leprosy clinics, and hospices where the dying could experience love. By 1965, her Missionaries of Charity had expanded internationally. In Western cities, she identified what she called spiritual poverty. Here you have the welfare state. Nobody needs starve, but there is a different poverty, the poverty of the spirit, of loneliness, and being unwanted. When critics suggested attacking institutional causes of poverty or reorganizing for efficiency, she maintained that God required her to do small things with great love, and that while government programs had their place, Christian love is for a person. Private letters revealed Mother Teresa experienced profound spiritual darkness throughout much of her ministry, yet she radiated joy to those around her. Her legacy continues through thousands worldwide who demonstrate that heroism often begins with simple acts of love toward societies forgotten.